I'm privileged to be speaking today with beloved author Liz Curtis Higgs about her new fiction title, A Wreath of Snow. Liz is the best-selling author of nearly 30 books, with more than 3 million copies in print. Your new novella is set in Victorian Scotland during the Christmas season. What holiday traditions will we experience through eyes of your characters?
Well, thanks to Charles Dickens and, of course, to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, everything from caroling to kissing under the mistletoe to playing games like Snapdragon to sending cards to decorating Christmas trees, those things were either invented by or reinvented by the Victorians. Now, Scotland was a little bit slower to embrace all those festivities associated with Christmas, mostly because of its strong religious roots in the Reformation. I mean, they threw out everything that was celebratory. But by the time of my novella, which is 1894, merrymaking had made its way north from the courts of London to rural Scotland. In fact, the Scots call that week between Christmas and Epiphany the Daft Days, rather than, as we might, the 12 Days of Christmas. The word daft says it all, doesn't it? Not much work gets done during the holidays in Scotland. Does that sound familiar? By the way, I just returned from a research trip to Stirling, Scotland, which is the setting for A Wreath of Snow, and was delighted to find so many of the Victorian storefronts are still there. Now, on the ground level, of course, are, you know, Subway sandwich shops and Chinese takeaway and what have you. But from the second floor up, what they would call the first floor, are these wonderfully ornate buildings, many in the baronial style. I found the old post office on Murray Place, and I aimed my camera at a decorative piece at the top. I couldn't really see what was on it, took the picture, and when I got home and enlarged the image, I found out what it said. A.D. 1894. The year of my story.
During the writing process, authors often develop close relationships with their main characters. Tell me what draws you to Meg Campbell and Henry Patterson in A Wreath of Snow.
Well, the truth is, she's only Meg to the few people who know her well. Otherwise, she's Margaret, or Miss Campbell to her students in Edinburgh. She's educated, independent-minded, and seldom seen without a book in her hand, so of course, I love her already. Now, here's the good news and bad news about Meg. In the Victorian age, actually in any age, bright women with strong opinions tend to drive away gentlemen callers. Well, unless, of course, they are very special men indeed. So our Meg is 28, which in that time and place would have pegged her as an old maid, or, as they say in Scots, a staid lass. Because I didn't marry until I was almost 32, I know a little bit about what it means to remain single while all your friends are getting married and having children, and frankly, it's almost worse at Christmas than any other time of the year. I find Meg to be a very sympathetic character, although she does do her part to push people away, and it's out of a fear of rejection, actually. Well, she has dreaded coming home to Stirling for Christmas, and when we meet her, we'll quickly see why she can't wait to return to Edinburgh. Now, Henry Patterson, a lovely young man, is an up-and-coming reporter for the Glasgow Herald. He's canny, which is a wonderful Scots word that means kind of clever and astute. He's also a very affable young man who has never met a stranger, you know the kind. This can talk to anybody. He's well-traveled. He's insatiably curious about the world around him. Conversation for Henry amounts to pouring out a steady flow of questions and then taking careful note of the answers, you know, like any good reporter would. But all the while, he's revealing very little about himself. So, of course, what I love about Henry is not this outgoing nature, but it's those painful bits from his past that he keeps tucked away. He's a dear young man, and he deserves all the happiness in the world. Of course, only time will tell if he gets that.
Now, despite the difference in setting and century, what familiar challenges and hopes emerge in the plot that will resonate for your contemporary readers?
Well, A Wreath of Snow is a tender celebration of all things Scottish, all things Victorian, and especially all things Christmas. But the story itself is all about relationships. You know, some authors write heavily plot-driven stories. Mine are completely character-driven. It's who the people are, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what their hopes are, what their dreams are, what their fears are, and what is next for them in life. And so it's all about the people. In a dozen short chapters, we're going to travel some very familiar territory emotionally. Disappointment and heartache, loneliness and a longing for companionship, family strife brought about by misunderstanding and misplaced loyalties, There's also an inheritance issue that comes into play in the story. All these things are totally timeless. You know, they transcend any age and any time, especially the need that characters have for reconciliation and redemption. I'd say forgiveness is the central theme, as is a longing for a fresh start. So my hope is that my readers will consider their own relationships in a new light, and while they're reading A Wreath of Snow during the Christmas season, I hope they'll prepare their hearts for the new year to come.
Liz Curtis Higgs has been my guest today, and her upcoming Waterbrook Multnomah title is A Wreath of Snow. As always, Liz, it's great to connect with you. Thanks for your time.
A blessing.